All right. Welcome, 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 y'all. We are here tonight on Christian and Sex. And we're here tonight live and direct. This is DJ KTE. That is Keith the Entrepreneur. And my co-host who will be joining us soon is Lady Misty. And we're here live on WUMEDB, New York. Boogie down New York, y'all. It's a bit cold tonight, but you know, I'm warm on the inside. So I think I'm gonna need to have a glass of, no wine tonight. I didn't make sure. Keep it nice and straight. So maybe a cup of coffee, that might work. Or some tea. Some tea. Yeah, some tea, you know? A little bit of tea stuff, you know? That works as well. All right, so folks, we are here getting ready for the big one. So as you think about the title, again, to what extent has the family dynamics changed? And you and I know that he's changed a whole lot. And so we're going to just have a discussion about that. Because, you know, the family, as you know, it is the most important element. It's one of the first institution that was created by who I believe was the mastermind and his God. Some call him God, some call him Jehovah. As a matter of fact, he had many names. And it's funny because I remember one time I was in church and I heard Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. Of course, that means provider. Jehovah Roha. They have a Jehovah Kiddush. A bunch of different names that they call him, and that's to express him in different ways. So we can't really box him up, and we can't really, we don't hold the, they call it the magic key, but he allows us to express ourselves, and he allows me to actually do what I do. He gives me the strength and the energy. So I share with you what I believe. Yeah. So I am feeling well tonight. I have my health, I have my strength. And you, the listener, I trust that you will, hey, how are you? Hi, how are you? I see you already calling in. Hi, T.S. Gamick, so are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, T.S. Gamick's. Podbina, I see you as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to have a fantastic time tonight. All right. I see Aussie. How are you, Aussie? Aussie girl, hey. I see Jumping G. All right, thank you for... thank you for... I see Auntie Poor. Welcome, welcome. Thank you. You guys are awesome. You know, it's when we come together, the magic happens. You know, it's not a one-man thing. It's not a one-man thing. It's a people's thing. It's a us thing, you know? We all here and on Yumi Radio have a voice. Yes. So we are here, and we're going to make it happen tonight. So whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you are a divorcee, whether you're looking to get married, we all are affected by the family and how it's changing. And we're talking about, again, to what extent is the family dynamics changing? And like I said, I have my opinion. I'm sure you have one. We see how the families, we see how our families now is blending now. They call it the blended family. And we start at 9, guys. We start at 9 p.m. So, like again, I said, if we have any questions, we can do some things. The questions at around 9, you can send in some responses, and should be fun. Okay. All right. Okay. That's about the time. All right, guys. All right. Let's rock and roll. Okay. Yes, so we're going to have, before we begin, we're going to have a producer read to us some facts. And then that will give a perspective on what we are going to be discussing tonight. And then we can draw from there and just have a discussion. So.
Hello.
All right.
Are you hearing me clearly?
Can you folks hear okay?
Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me? I think there's an echo.
Yeah, I think the echo might be, is it still there right now? I think it's a little better now. Can the guys hear okay?
I'm not sure. No, it's not there anymore. I think Lady Misty just joined your co-host. Accept her call.
Hey, I think Missy's on board. Misty, how are you? Lady Misty.
I'm good. Good evening.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for me to go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
This is Pauline. Take the call.
Yes.
I am good.
Wonderful. All right. So, guys, any questions you have, remember at about 9:30, have those questions addressed. All right. So, give us a little time here, and we'll definitely get you as we can. Yes. So, Coach, you can go ahead and.
About the modern American family, and this information is coming from Pew Research. The classic nuclear family, it reads, the kind imprinted on the American imagination by TV shows like Leave It to Beaver, has been left behind. 97% of households
included a married couple raising their own children. More than a half century later, just 16% of households look like that. Here are five facts about the modern family.
One,
Americans are putting more children in milestones.
Today, the median age at first marriage is 29 for men and 27 for women, the highest in modern history. In 2013, more than one in four
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for that. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I tell you, I heard a lot of numbers there. Some were a bit alarming, but that is the reality of what we are dealing with today. So we're going to have a discussion. So I always do this before we really, really begin. I asked my co-host, how is she doing? How was your day? Give me a little something. Let the audience know how you're feeling right now before we begin our segment here.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for those who are joining in. I am a little bit tired, but I am good. Today was a busy day for me.
Okay.
I was at my alma mater today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm a part of the alumni, so we have a foundation going.
Okay.
So today we went to give back to some students who have been doing well.
Very nice.
So it was really fulfilling. It was a good day. Kind of long, but it was good.
You know, it's something wonderful about giving back that I heard in that conversation that I really like, giving back. And
yes.
That's kind of what we are here at UMI Radio believing. In giving you not just a talk, but data, information, a place of resources. And I want to encourage every one of you, if out there, you can get an app. There's an app that we have. And if you go to your Play Store, you go to type in UMI Radio. And if you have Apple, you go to the App Store and you can get it as well. It's the letter UME Radio. And
okay.
Get what's going on, what's new, what's trendy. So we thank you again for being here tonight. My name again is DJ KTE, and I'm here with Lady Misty.
That's me.
Yeah. So here we go. We have a topic tonight, and you know, it's a really kind of interesting topic, but it's very real and it's very today. And we're living it right now. We're in it. So to what extent has the family dynamics changed? That is the actual topic tonight. And already we have some folks in. We got AM07 entering. We got Mohammed. Thank you, Hamid, for coming on board. We have Kizzy. So cool. So we're really, really looking to have a good time tonight. And again, guys, you can call in. You're at around halfway through 9:30, so you can begin to ask the questions. So, based on what you read, what are some of your thoughts on what was read, in other words?
Well, I went through some of the data myself,
mm-hmm.
and I really, really have to say that it is quite alarming, the issue of marriages on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it is interesting that the dynamics of family has changed over the past, say, 60 to 70 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Now more blended families, you have more single parent families,
mm-hmm.
you have, you know, same sex families,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
it's a lot of dynamic happening now.
Yeah, it's a lot of dynamic, and we have been changing
mm-hmm.
over time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, how does it affect Christians? And how does it affect, you know, Christendom?
The church is general, and how church, we are right. seeing how, you know, how we affect the world. And that's a great point you brought up. Because, like I said, the show is titled "Christians and Sex," so we are coming from. So it really is a show that has to do with topics that affects us, in different areas, family, and single people. Shacking up, whether it's okay, or you know, having premarital sex before marriage, or should you wait until we married? Like we believe as Christians that the Bible said we ought to wait until we're married. That's my mm-hmm. my take on it. Some may believe otherwise. But I think that there are many questions. In fact, there are more questions than answers, it seems, right, Misty?
That's true. That's mm-hmm. true. And because of the different kinds of families now. And I think society has opened the door for new types of families, like, for example, the same-sex family
mm-hmm.
and the transgender family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one begs to ask the question, you know, can these things happen? Well, you know, from a biblical point of view,
mm-hmm.
you know, from a Christian biblical point of view, you know that we don't agree. Well, the Christian community doesn't really agree with same-sex marriages.
Well, you know, I can probably correct you there.
The foundation Christian, let me say that.
Right, because I find that they have Christian movements.
Who embrace that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's a very tricky thing, because you have the Orthodox Christians, you may have the, you know, the Pentecostal approach, you may have the Catholic Christian approach, but
that's right.
In these days, it seems to be a very it's very open, you know.
Yes, that's true.
So the question is, how does that affect the family? And to be more specific, the church family. How do we now mm-hmm. address those issues? So if I'm in a church per se, and someone comes in the church and they are the same sex gender, I mean, do I now let my my personal opinions or feelings come into play, or do I allow love to actually be the driving force behind my approach to these individuals, you know? So it becomes a very delicate situation as to how we approach these things.
Yes.
But
well, we have to. Well, it's good that we are discussing these things, because, you know, these are things that are happening. It's the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it now affect our relationship, you know, on a family basis? You know, how do we approach it? How do we approach that kind of a thing? So,
well, you know,
good discussion.
You know, Missy, I would take it back a little further. Now, if you think about the original family, or the more ideal looking family 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. All right. You had male and female, and more so the male was the provider for the family.
Right.
And there was more factory job, more hands-on job than men held.
True.
So now the family dynamic was very different. You had mom was pretty much the one who raised the kids.
Yeah.
You know, mom.
And most times they were stay-at-home moms.
Yeah. So kids were monitored more. So they were more. They were more. I probably say they were taught more.
Right.
From the family perspective, they had more, I would say, effect on them, opposed to what we see today.
Good. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have now where you have the women, I believe. The date I don't remember to be exact, but it might have been in the 70s, 80s start. I would say the 70s, when women started to go to college more so than males,
and
started getting educated and having career jobs. And as time went on, a lot of jobs that men had, they started phasing out. They started to phase out a lot of factory jobs, because now we are now at the age. So as of now, we have where men are like, where do I fit? Because now she's working more than I am working.
Yeah.
And you'll find that now the jobs are now more technical, they're more communicative jobs, they're more into the technology. And women are thriving in that area, you know, and so forth. And then and most of these jobs require schooling, which more women are going to. So we see the disparity there with the men. So how would address that for us, you know? What's your take on that part of it? Because it's affecting the family, for sure.
Well, yeah, it's affecting the family, because I think most women now are becoming, you know, independent in ways where they're educating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are more opportunities now for women to thrive in business, and so the whole dynamics of family changes because of that.
So no
more women are, you know, stay at home moms and desirous to be wives, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because now in my observation and my thinking, women have become more career driven.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which can be intimidating to my man.
Yeah,
you know.
So Misty, the thing is that, right? And that's a great point you bring out there. But my thing is that, was that because of, was it some kind of social engineering going on there, you think, where the, you know, family became a secondary, non-important thing, where it was about money-driven society and company wanted to make money, and was it greed? Because I'm thinking that the family, the way the family is looked at today, I don't see where they value the family anymore like before. The value in family, and that unit. I mean, kids have so much rights to these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
in
true,
fact, yeah. I've known of schools now where the child can identify himself as whatever they, as any gender they want to, outside of what they were taught home. So a child can say, you know, if your mama called me he, well, I'm no gender, you know, within the school parameters. And so there's so much going on when you have missing folks, mom working now, then dad working too, and then now the child now has, he's now raised by the social media and friends. Right. So do you see those things? That, was that what you observed going on as well?
Yes, that's yeah, that's what I think there's, I'm not sure what states are so, but I know that there's legislation now where, you know, the gender can be left off a birth certificate, you know?
Yeah.
That's your choice now. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of whether the child is born male or female. And there are so many things happening now in our society, and rightly so. Mom is working, dad is working, and working at odd hours. So, you know, there is a lot of different dynamics going on. Also, based on what was read by Coach, we have a lot of blended families as well. So you see where, you know, stepchildren are coming into play a lot now, because you have, you know, probably divorcees remarrying and stuff like that.
Yeah, and speaking of divorcee, it seems to be that even the church is almost as high as the secular world.
Oh, yeah.
So now, how then do I rectify? Where should the family be looking at? Where should the family be? What should we be doing as a church to keep the family stable?
Honestly, Keith, that's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a tough question? Because it goes back to what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we were talking before, there are some churches, some church organization that now embrace transgender relationships, now embrace same-sex relationship, as opposed to another organization that doesn't.
Yes.
So it you know, looking for that standard, I think it boils down to what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in circles where pastors are debating, you know, like real heated debate as to whether or not I marry a couple that come to me. I know that there are certain places now where you can be arrested if you refuse to marry two men or two women or whatever, right? So it's a tough question to ask where to look. It depends on what your personal values are, what you believe in. Because everybody believes system is now, you know,
it's
changed. And because of that, because your belief system have changed, then your whole dynamic of family has changed. Because if I'm a woman, for example, and if I believe that I can create my own family, I can just go to one of those sperm places and have a child, be a single mother, be independent, be career driven, and raise my child. That's my family.
Oh, that's a real twist. I mean,
wow. Yeah, as opposed to me wanting to get married, you know, having a husband and, you know, the house with the white picket fence and the dog outside.
You know, there's a point in the article that it was read that I'm addressed, but I see Bella, thank you for joining us. I see Jenny, thank you. I see Tarwen, I believe that's the name, Tarwen. Elide, awesome guys. Awesome, you guys are coming on board. I tell you, this is Christian Sex. We're talking here about how the family dynamics have changed. This is our UMED Radio, WUMEDB, New York, guys. And we're coming here live with this great conversation. And Elie would like to call in. I think I'm going to have her call in, ask questions. About the time. So hold on for a second, miss. Let's get her in real quick. And make it short, guys. Hello, hello. How are you? Elie, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, too?
Elie?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes. How are you?
How are you? Pretty good, my friend. How are you?
Oh, good night. Good night, Elie.
Yes, so make it quick and snappy, and we're going to get right to it right away, and let's hear what you got to say. Yes, go right ahead.
Go ahead.
You're on the air. You're on the air, Elie.
Okay, I was speaking about...
Yes.
Yeah, I was saying that in Christian... marriage or in Christian lovemaking, are we to depend on the love based on Christ?
Oh, wow, Elie, you're breaking up. I'm to hear what you're saying.
For some reason, could you restate the question again? You kind of break up a little bit. Just say it one more time.
I was saying that in Christian sex or in Christian marriages, are we to depend on the love based on Christ? That is the that's the fear of the Lord that will govern us to live in holistic manner, or are we to believe in the love based on the carnal things of this world?
Great question. By the way, where are you calling from, Elie? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ghana.
Ghana, wow. I love it. I tell you, someday I'm gonna be in Ghana. Someday soon. You guys are awesome, man. But let me say this to you, Elie. A great question. Thank you for your question. We are, as Christians, to depend on the godly approach to love that I believe. Now,
yes,
the reality is that we are in a world where if God allows it to happen, that we have to address these people. How then do we deal with that? Are we going to be repulsive, repugnant? Are we going to be embracive? Are we going to be understanding? Are we going to approach it from a Christ-like? Because when Christ met people as he walked the earth, He went and he did wonderful things. He changed lives. He showed love. He embraced the sinner. The Bible says he's a friend of the sinner. But again, we had to give our perspective. And I think that at the same time, without hammering it down in people, we're saying this, you know, so this is what we believe, what we have. What's your word? What's your conversation? What do you have to say? And hopefully we can make an impact. Hopefully we can come to a good loving conclusion. And if not, then we keep it moving, you know, and love still reigns. So that will be my answer to that,
question.
Okay, that's very powerful. But you see, the Bible says in Romans 2 verse number 8 coming, it said, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth.
Yes. I lost you. Can say it one more time. I lost you again.
If we are not well governed based on the same scriptures, the generation are.
Oh, the connection is so bad. And we want to hear what Elie has to say.
We want to hear your question, Elie, but you're breaking up real bad. Can you say it one more time for us so we can take it from there? Let's try it again.
Elie, are you there?
Okay, I think he's gone up, but I think he was referring to the Bible. And again, I just want to stress here that is that they are conviction that we all have, and uh-huh. belief and opinions. And it's I always scripting. Say, yeah.
Oh, he's back. Elite, can you hear us?
Okay. I can hear you, Claire. I'm listening to you, please. I'm very happy about it.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, because you were breaking up a while ago. So if you could just repeat quickly what you were saying.
You okay, were I was saying Romans 2. Romans 2, verse number 8.
Uh-huh.
I was saying that if we could obey them, then we could have a genuine Christian marriage based on everything ever we do. I'm very interested about discussion. I'm really learning. I'm really being impactful about the discussion. I'm very happy about hearing you speaking and being educative to us. But I was saying that if we could obey the truth, then we could have the genuine Christian life and Christian marriages.
Okay, great point. I know other folks are calling, but I'm gonna talk to you on that. But Missy, you can respond, I guess.
Well, based on the
hello,
can you hear me? I hope you're hearing me. Can you hear me?
Can you hear Elite?
Yeah, please, can you give me a WhatsApp line? WhatsApp line.
The WhatsApp line.
Hello, I'm requesting.
Well, yeah. If you go in there, I won't be able to hear in there. So, but I can hear you in here, though.
Yeah.
But I believe what you're saying is I think I got it, Elite. And the thing is that I think that it's important to understand that, you know, when Christ came on earth, when he walked, he did a lot of good.
Okay.
He did a lot of good. And when he took the 12 disciples, okay. Right, when he called those 12 disciples, remember, he knew them all. And look what Judas did.
Okay.
But he knew before he did it. So what we see in the world now, he know before it even happens. He see the disparity. He see the evil. He knows the sin. He sees the right. He sees the wrong. And so therefore, when I say I believe the Bible, it has to come to my filter to understand what it is saying. It's my belief in what I read. Is what I get from it. We all see through different lenses. We also see through different perspectives. Some people read the Bible from an anger perspective. Some read from a love perspective. Some read it from a very judgmental perspective, based on who they were, how they were raised, where they're from, who their parents were, their grandparents were. It all affects that person. So that's what you have now. That's why people can say, "Listen to me." 10 years ago, I thought about this, but now I'm thinking differently. 20 years ago, I saw this, but now I'm thinking differently. So I respect someone who believes the word of God. I believe the word of God too, but he speaks to me maybe in some ways that maybe he may not speak to you in that same way. You follow me?
Okay.
So that's the beauty about God.
Okay, powerful. I love it. Yeah. Powerful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. I see Moon. Moon, how you doing? Moon's on board. I see... is it Sirwell? Screw all. Okay, interesting name. All right. But guys, again, we are on Christian and Sex. We thank you. We're glad to hear from Elite. He gave a great comment, and he was really, really, really fun to be. Hey, how you doing? I see BBC. I can't pronounce the word, but it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Be dude. I think
yes.
Be dude or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, good night, everybody. Hi, thank you for joining us tonight. We are having a very fruitful discussion about
thank you, Ellie.
How the family dynamics have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank Ellie for coming in and chipping in. Your point was very valid, and we respect that.
Yes, we definitely do. And folks, I'm inviting you to call in. Line is open because, like I said, halfway through this program, we want to talk to you. We want to commune and converse and, you know, have and just talk about it, you know? I love being a Christian. I'm ashamed of it. I love to talk about God's goodness. So what are your thoughts? You know, call in and let us know. Let us know what you think. So we got some friends from Ghana. We got some from Nigeria. Oh, wow. Some friends from Poland, Ireland, everywhere. It's an awesome thing.
Yeah, international. Yeah.
So, you know, there's no saying. It said you need three things at to make a marriage work, right? Now, I've been to a lot of marriages. I perform. I play my saxophone. And I've been to a lot of social events, a lot of marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And you always hear, you need to have communication. Yes. You need to have money.
Yes.
Right? And then you better have good love making.
That's right.
Weddings. Yeah. Marriages, weddings. Yes, weddings, right? Mm-hmm. So you said you have to have good communication.
Mm-hmm. Money.
You said be honest, right? BBC said be honest. I hear you. That, of course, that's like a criteria there. Because if you have no trust in anything, whether it's a business relationship or a marriage relationship, you are starting at ground zero. And that's not a good thing. But yes, we definitely advocate for honesty and having transparency. All right? That's that's a very important thing. But communication, money, and of course...
Good sex.
So, which one, if you had to take out of the equation, and have a good life, which one do you take out? Which one would you take out, folks? Which one would you take? If you had to take out one of those things, which one would go first? Communication. Baby said good sex. You take it out first. I don't know why, but you know,
I'm not gonna take that one out. I'm sorry.
I guess we wouldn't have more babies coming out. We'd probably saying, where are the kids? Yeah, because you need to have that for kids. So no, he laughs. I like that. But yeah,
I'd probably take out the money.
At least it's honesty and trust. I like that, Ellie. That's the key ingredient, because you know, it's funny because when it comes to a woman especially, if they get this first sign of distrust, that's one of the worst things for them. You know, they want to be able to feel secure. And I think that a lot of women work, as you mentioned about the family, and I was going, a lot of women work because they want to feel secure. And sometimes the male, and I tell you, we as men have let our women down. We really have, you know. And I think as a black man, I want to set a pathway where I can add to the betterment of a woman, the betterment of the family, the betterment of being a godly man. Who can just espouse truth and be honest and really affect lives in a meaningful way. I believe in that. So you know, it really is a lot to think about when it comes to family. BBC said something very interesting. I'm not sure if I want to read it online, but I read it. He said, I understood question, wrong sex a must.
He said he understood the question wrong. Asking which one you would take out.
Oh, I got you.
So he was saying that sex is a must.
So he asked a question. The question was, would you bring fantasy in a sex life? Would you bring fantasy in a sex life? That's a good question. Missy, you want to respond?
Fantasy in what way? What kind of fantasy?
Because I think that fantasy is the norm. I think we all have fantasies. Naturally have fantasies.
It depends on the kind of fantasies that you have.
Yeah.
And the kind of partner that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So in other words, you don't want to be where it's a forcing thing going on or some kind of trickery or something that's not, you're not on equal level. You're not in harmony with that, because that too can cause some issues. You know?
But do you think though that the dynamic of family
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Misty. But if you don't mind, could you call in if you can? I see BBC, BB Dude. Do you mind calling so we can hear a little more from you? Because I think you have a lot to say here. Go ahead, Misty. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was just asking, just in thinking right now. I was just asking, do you think that the family dynamics, like just overall, has changed because of nowadays thinking, like now a woman will think that, hey, I don't really need a man because, you know, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that is a contributing factor?
I think it could be. I think it could be very well so. I think so.
Yeah, because women say, I don't need a man now, you know, I got this.
And you know what I understand as well.
Does it change a man, you know, how does it affect your ego now that, you know, they probably have to stand by and watch now because, you know, a man is not really like the breadwinner anymore or... You know, they're not leading out
as
how they are to.
True. I mean, that's a great point. I think a lot of women too, also, after they have kids, they lose that desire. They feel comfortable that, you know, I have my kids at my house, my home, and they pretty much leave it there. And it is said that sometimes they take each other for granted. You know, sometimes life is stressful, raising a family, you're working hard. And sometimes the male doesn't do enough to ease her stress level. And then, okay. Of course, she doesn't. Yes, yes. And so forth. It does impact the marriage. All that relationship, and then of course affects the family. You have this question here. They're saying, I asked a question here about masturbation. It said you have to love you first, so masturbation is a must. So you know, I would say this, that people are always finding ways to cope. Some people use drugs. And some people use money. Some people use sex. You have some women shopaholics. As a Christian man, we don't do the drug thing, and we don't do the drinking thing to cope. We are led by the Spirit of God. We're led by words that are full of direction that we follow. And sometimes in life, there is sacrifice that you make. For instance, a man may be in love with his wife, and then he may love sex, all right? And then she's now pregnant. And maybe through that pregnancy, it might have been a difficult pregnancy where she's not able to fulfill some of those pre-things that happened before she got pregnant. So therefore now he has to now restrain himself. He doesn't give him the right to go out and cheat and her. He now has to listen, let me be the man and let me exercise some self-control. It's part of our strength as Christians. There's some things that the Bible tells us to do that we follow. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. That means we can go through some stuff without breaking. Gentleness, goodness, faith. Believe that it's possible. Meekness, and have temperance, balance. So we believe in balance. That's why we talk about Yumi Radio. We give facts before we start talking. That things are really happening. There's research being done. There are people who have data. So if I said the church needs to do better, number wise, I can look at the numbers. It's what happened in the church Why so many divorce? What can we do? So we're not here to talk about our sensationalized sex. It's not about a sex show. It's not about a horny show. It's about the human, and it's in all its attributes.
That's right.
Right, and a part of it has to do with sex, of course. A part has to do with money. But we love the fact that you can express yourself. We love the fact that you can say what you feel. We welcome that. And that's a big part of what we do here. Your opinion, your thoughts is important. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Someone asks, is masturbation classed as a sin?
In Christendom, yes.
Yeah, that's a question. Right. Yeah. And I think it's Moonbid. That's the name. Moonbid is masturbation. Yeah, is sin.
Moonbid. Yeah. Good night. Good night, Moonbid.
Yeah. How are you, Moonbid?
This is kind of away from the topic, but there are some Christian communities that view it as sex. As a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Why? The explanation behind that, because masturbation, it takes in your mind.
So in other words, that's your thought on it. That's your take on it.
Right. Not right. This is just explaining from some Christian communities, right?
Gotcha.
Right. This is why they say it's a sin. Okay, this is what I've been hearing over time, and you know, listening to different people in different spheres in Christendom, because this question has been asked. You've been asking this question over and over and over and over. Is masturbation a sin? And a lot of Christians will tell you yes. Why? Because masturbation not only takes in your body, it takes in your mind as well. True?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and the verse speaks of, you know, the lust of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you sin just by looking at a woman lustful. You undress her with your eyes. Men, you know what I'm talking about. Right? Mm. So, you give your mind a mental picture of what you need to be going on, of what needs to be going on,
mm-hmm,
for your body to react. True?
Yeah.
So in order for your body to react to whatever, you have to use your mind as well. Mm-hmm. So because the thoughts are impure, right? Because the thoughts are impure, that is why it's considered a sin, because you're acting on impure thoughts.
Right. So in other words, the people say, listen to me, it's fine. I'm good with it because that's where they're from. You see, in the world, I realize this, right? And I learned this some years ago. I read a book and it said 95% of boys masturbate and about 65% of female masturbates. I read in the book. I don't remember the title of the book. I'm not sure how true that is, but I read that. Now, the thing that I found out about this issue, and like I said, we strayed a little bit from the topic, but it does affect the family as well. It does affect the family. Is that from a Christian perspective, and it's two sides of the coin, I see it. One is this.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbation really is a reliever, a tension reliever that one is doing. You're relieving tension. It's called sexual tension, right? Now, based on a Christian, if you have a thought in your mind of a woman in that setting, biblically, based on what I understand, it is a sin. However, if you don't have a person in your mind that you're thinking of, is it possible that you can relieve yourself without having those thoughts? So, because
is it possible? I don't know.
Right, but that's where now I leave that space, because as a young boy, we all did it young, naturally did it, not trying to be sin or not sin. We just did it because it was a natural thing to do. Now, we didn't necessarily have an ejaculation because we weren't ready for that kind of thing yet. but we did it naturally.
Wasn't there an impure thought in mind?
No, when I was younger, no, zero thoughts. It was just, I was just whatever. It just felt like just it was something natural. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you'll find that, let me tell you something about God and about people. I was born in a very small country, all right, mm-hmm. in a very small community. Mm-hmm. And I came to the United States when I was about 14, 15 years old. And mm-hmm. what I knew when I was younger was very much, it's very much cultured around everyone believing this is just about the same thing, same church, the same Bible. It was very enclosed, in so to speak. Not that it was bad,
mm-hmm.
right? But the issue is that now, when it came to the United States, it was a different world. It was like, what is this? There was freedom of expression, seeming like I'd never seen before. People were open-minded. People couldn't spank me anymore, right? In that sense of the word. It was so different. So I'm like, what's going on here? So when someone said it's wrong, I get it. When someone said it's not wrong, I get it too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still coming from my perspective, guys. I remember when I was in college, the professor always said, guys, remember, it's your perspective. Whether it came from the Bible or the New King James Version or the NIV, remember, I was in the other list already, or the New Translation, or the American Standard, you know what I mean, or the Old uh-huh. English Version. You remember, even in the Bible itself, there have been variances of how the word has been put, how it's placed. So when we read it again, it's really about how do we love the old Creator? How do we define what's in our heart? And he let us know when we're off. And if it's right. off, don't do it. What may work for you may not work for me.
Uh-huh.
Because if a man is married to his wife and he needs to have a moment, would it better for him to go out to another woman and probably get a disease maybe or have another baby outside his marriage? Or would it better for him to relieve himself, not that he should, relieve himself and relieve that stress? You see, it becomes a little bit complex. Mm-hmm. Some men, listen to me. Yeah, some men even go as far as raping people because they mm-hmm. were so hungry sexually. Not right. So it becomes a very personal thing, you know. But again, I respect the opinions, guys. We are wrapping up here. I'm so sorry. The hour is gone by so quickly, and
you guys.
You guys want to come back again? Missy, I'm going to give you a word real quick. But remember, guys, next week at 9, I want you guys back here Monday sharp for more dialogue. This is great, guys. You guys are awesome. Missy?
Yes, I just want to say, you know, everything, you know, the whole how we view family is really, you know, as we were talking about, just based on what you believe in, what your standards are, how you view life.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thanks for a vibrant discussion tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to invite all listeners to come back. As Keith said tonight, come back. Next week, we have another hot topic because we're going to be talking. We're going to be going further into, you know, masturbation and using toys and all of those things next week. All right? So come on back over here. And we will be talking about it as best as we can
mm-hmm.
and see how best we can help some people shed some light on some things and just have a good time.
And guys, thank you for your interactions. You were totally phenomenal, guys. Your feedback, I love it. I said, we are a platform where you have a voice. No bashing here, no putting down here. We are one family with the human race. And we all from different backgrounds, different experiences, and different ideas. And love is the key. Love is what we need to focus on. Because when Christ came, he came to love the world. He came to love us and to give us life and new life. So yes, again, guys,
you are so welcome, guys.
Thank you. Yes, and we want to see you guys back here real soon. Have an awesome night. Peace out from here, Yumi Radio.